This is episode number 92, Paul. That's a lot.
That's 92 weeks.
92 weeks.
Of bringing you the hottest stories that Microsoft users are pinging each other about.
Look at that!
Yes!
Someone's been paying attention.
I have.
And some other people that have been paying attention are some of our loyal followers and commenters. And I have to say thank you, because we've been getting a lot of comments in these past few episodes, and
we
love it.
Yeah,
it makes me happy.
We love it when people ask me where I get my information, and then they think that I get it from some undisclosed source. But as you can see in this episode, we do have things.
We raise the table.
We raise the bar.
That's right. To make sure there's no confusion of where Paul's eyeballs are.
Yes, that's right. They're solely on you, Alex Dresko. That's where they are.
A couple things people commented on last week was they want us to incorporate the time code jumpable links in our in our write ups.
Yeah.
Which is something that, like, This Week on Channel 9 does.
Sure.
And something that is an option for us.
Right, yeah. Gordon had asked, hey, where's the good time code jump links? Time code links are very useful to skip all the useless, time consuming talk.
You know, your shoelace is untied.
I liked your response, actually. Yeah. I found it observant and relevant.
Yeah, I was like, if you want to skip all the useless talk, just read the articles.
Yeah, just don't watch the show. Yeah, just skip us completely.
Or just ignore everything Laura says and listen to, like, one out of three things I say.
Hey. Anyway, I will work on putting the links in. It is definitely a new feature that we have available on Channel 9. And
yep.
I know that some people want to just cut like past the H.264 stories and get right to the stories that maybe have more about
like
TMZ.
Wonderwall or any of that good stuff.
They're, you people are out there.
Yep.
I know you are, and I know you're watching.
Or any of that, like, lovey-dovey stuff, like, oh, it's Valentine's Day. Oh,
yeah.
Happy Valentine's Day, Laura.
Oh.
And you know what this also is?
Oh, what?
It's the one-year anniversary of the first anniversary that I spent with Ping, which was last year. So the two-year anniversary of Ping. Yes.
You confused me.
Yeah, I know. But I did get you a little gift.
You did? Is that why you wore pink today? That's
why I wore pink today.
Oh, man.
Where I'm dressed up all nice.
I am just a cold-hearted woman.
And I got you a little gift.
I got a gift?
Yep. It's for second year anniversary. You're supposed to get cotton.
It's gauze.
Yeah, I figured it was made of cotton. If not, it's close enough.
I do hurt myself a lot.
Yeah.
Aww. Let's start the show.
Maybe next year.
All right, Paul, you know, besides not hugging you, one of the things that I really love to do around this time of year, around Valentine's Day, is talk about my other love, Windows Phone.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I almost feel like you're cheating on Ping with just, like, some other really hot type of episode every week.
Yeah, yeah. I do some phone things.
You do.
But I've got enough love to spread it all around.
Yes.
Lots of love inside of me. And Windows Phone has some love for everyone soon, but for developers. The much anticipated, long awaited cut and paste feature.
Oh, finally, we can copy and paste things.
Copy and paste, right.
Yes. I mean, I would love to have this even on my older Verizon phone that's not quite Windows Phone 7.
There's been so much controversy and talk and, like, nasty rumors in the blogosphere.
There it is.
Blogosphere.
It's a sphere.
I know, about this. And I've spoke to some really high-level team members, like Joe Belfiore.
Oh, nice.
From the Windows Phone team. And basically, you know, they said that there are so many things that they focused on, and so many things new, and so many things that they were doing different, and so many things they excelled at. Honestly, they didn't feel that one feature was was a primary concern.
Yeah,
you know,
I would imagine there are probably 100 things that people want more than copy and paste.
Sure.
But now that we have those 100 in, it's all about sequencing and prioritizing, and that's the same thing with any software applications. Like, you want to do something in the right order, and you want to do it right.
Yes.
So getting copy and paste in there before it's ready would not be a good thing. Once
right.
it's ready and the market needs it, boom, it's there.
And so that's exactly what they've done. So are you saying you approve of the strategy of the Windows Phone
team? Oh, yeah, no, I completely agree. It's all about having, like, the appropriate release vehicles and driving, like, the appropriate innovation without trying to rush things in or jam in too many features that are half done.
Yeah, half done, exactly. Imagine the uproar in the blogosphere.
If you could only copy.
It said you could copy, but then didn't work.
Right.
Right, you couldn't even copy.
Right.
It, like, lied to you that you could copy.
Yeah, I mean, this would really really satisfy my need of, like, every Friday night being able to just copy and paste, like, hey, seriously, are you coming to my party or not?
Right.
Like that.
To everybody, and then no one shows up.
Right. And then everyone can just, like, copy and paste the response from the week before and be like, no, seriously, I'm not.
No, never.
Ever.
Right.
Maybe next week, though.
I've just got that response auto-programmed in for you.
Yeah, like when you get a text from me, it's like, no, who is this?
Or ignore. Yeah. The ignore button works well.
Oh, they have that? No, that's. I really need to get a Windows Phone 7.
Next. So apparently, Paul, in addition to the 90s, we are familiar with the 90s,
what,
right?
What are the 90s?
The 90s.
I'm intrigued. Please tell me more.
The first annual 90s will be launching, debuting this year at Mix, and you should all vote for your favorite show or favorite video, the killer app of the year, whatever, you know, and it's an award show given out by Channel 9 and its community, decided by those folks right there behind that lens.
Can people vote for my boy band video from many years ago?
No, it's only relevant to those things created in the year 2010. However, perhaps in years to come, we'll create a new category, best video ever.
Okay.
Ever.
And it could be,
and
like,
then it'll probably just be an auto win for you.
Right. Or Laura Foy's Bring in Xbox Back. Yup.
I'm bringing Xbox back. Yeah.
That is really, that is classic. I think it's,
or
it spans the test of time.
Or it'll just be the slow motion replay.
Okay, there's a reason we're talking about award shows.
Oh, that's right.
That reason is not only are the 90s an esteemed and hallowed
That's a bit of a reach
institution, but apparently Halo Reach.
Oh, another reach.
Took me a second there.
Yeah, okay.
Halo Reach just won a Visual Effects Society Awards for best visual effects in a
live action commercial and outstanding real-time visual effects in a video game.
Yeah.
So two awards.
So kudos. And you're looking at some of the people who also won awards from this visual effects. I mean, you've got Inception. You've got How to Train Your Dragon. You've got some really, like,
visually
stunning, groundbreaking. I'm sure if Avatar came out this year, it would have won a ton if it didn't last year.
Right, just, like, tons of CGI stuff. And I'm actually really glad they decided to host this at the birthplace of CGI, Beverly Hills. Where everything is just so incredibly fake.
I like that.
Yeah, you like that one?
Yeah.
What saddened some award winners was that the awards themselves were CGI, and they only got to hold up, like, these little green boxes, and then after effect.
Had them chroma keyed in.
Yeah.
Not as much as the Beverly Hills joke.
That's because I delivered it, really.
I really like the Beverly Hills joke.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Okay. all right, Laura, so you remember Max?
Sadly, yeah.
He's not at Stanford. One of the things that Max and I would always do, we would always...
Oh, God, I don't want to know!
after going out in Belltown, we'd go back to his condo late at night. He would make some delicious quesadillas.
Yes, I've heard about them.
And then we'd play Rock Band on Xbox 360.
Okay.
But now you know what...
That's what I knew you were going to say.
Yeah, so that was gamers getting into playing music.
Yes.
Now, music people, like rock bands, are starting to use the Kinect sensor to film their music videos.
Oh, it's so meta!
Yeah,
it's just
coming
full
around.
Circle!
What does it mean?
What does it mean? So you're trying to tell me that a UK band called Echo Lake has now shot a rock video entirely using the Kinect device?
You read between the lines perfectly there.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're looking at it right now as we speak, but these little boy geniuses figured out a way to turn their captured images, captured with the Kinect, into a full-on, beautifully stunning rock video, very similar to an old Radiohead video.
Yeah, when I originally saw the rock video made with Kinect, for a second I thought it was just like Kinect making just like lots of really annoying sounds, and I realized it was just the music.
We're not here to judge music, folks. It's no accounting for Paul's taste in music.
Yeah.
Paul, you like Celine Dion, right?
No, not a Celine Dion fan. But, you know, boy bands are kind of my thing. So.
I can see that in you. So, that's why we get along so well.
Yeah, so either that or, you know, like Weird Al Yankovic parodies.
Those are good, too.
Yep.
Anyway, check out the video.
Very cool.
So I don't know if you're aware, Paul, but there's some amazing, and I mean amazing content available through Xbox Live. Not just games and downloads, but original content.
Yeah, is Hot Apps available on Xbox Live?
That is one of the amazing shows that you can watch. Hmm. Just this happens to fall in line with what we're talking about.
Amazing.
But it's actually, you know, I talked to my friends about it, and they're like, really? You can, like, watch shows on, you know, they know you can stream your Netflix, and they knew that you could, you know, download game enhancements and stuff, but they didn't necessarily know that there was original content to be created.
Sure.
And I think that kind of shows, like, the how far ahead of the times really Xbox is.
Right.
And one of the people who maybe didn't get it, apparently, was Conan O'Brien.
Yeah, and
Conan O'Brien didn't get it.
Yeah, when there was the whole snafu between Conan and Jay Leno and NBC, you know, Team Coco was trying to figure out what they could do.
Where are they going to take this show?
So
what are they going to do?
So apparently Microsoft were in talks with Team Coco,
yeah,
and they're like, "Hey, have you ever thought about maybe just having your show on Xbox and like just a completely web-based show?" And it sounds like they're intrigued by the idea.
It's an intriguing thing. I'm of the firm belief that they just didn't quite get it. It was a little too far advanced for them.
Yeah, I think that the plan wasn't concrete enough because they have a staff of like they have like a staff of 100 people. It'd be a pretty expensive thing, and unless there's like a serious business model behind that, I think that there'd be quite a lot of
risk. That's true, because there's no commercials like during Hot Apps. You can watch it commercial free.
Yeah. Just and product things like placement. That. Where you can get some
only for the phone.
Yeah.
Windows Phone is the only product I place.
And the apps. Oh, you probably have to pay $1 for those.
I do. I pay for them.
Oh, man.
I pay for them.
You don't even get free apps for Hot Apps.
I am a hardworking person fighting for the people to bring them truth about the apps that they should spend their money on.
It sounds like you practiced that in the mirror a couple times.
Just comes out naturally.
So this impresses me that like we were like this close between a toe-to-toe matchup between Conan and Laura Foy for best Xbox Live personality.
I know, but I mean, I think we all know who would have won.
Yeah, the Team Coco probably because he has 100 amazing writers and people, and you have you.
Where's the love? It's Valentine's Day.
And Bob and Michael and the staff here at Channel 9 that we absolutely
Next.
Love.
All right, everybody, that wraps up this week's episode of Ping. Thanks for joining us. Please don't skip the nonsensical chatter that is our show and just go directly to the articles because that would hurt Paul's feelings.
It would.
It really would.
I would cry a little bit on the outside.
Happy Valentine's Day. I want to thank Paul for bringing me my gauze, which, if he knows me, I do use frequently. I had a wakeboarding injury this past summer.
Oh, yeah.
So this thing's kind of happened.
She got staples in her head.
I did. It's still healing. Anyway, have a happy Valentine's Day, and we will see you next week.
We will. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook.